The saga continues for the Clark family after a remarkable hearing in the Humboldt County Probate Court on April 11th. The Rio Del Times has been following and reporting on this case that has been continued time and time again by the court. And their story represents the experiences of so many families that are trying their best to work through a very confusing system. The earlier segments that provide all of the background are available at theriodeltimes.com or on the Rio Del Times page at SoundCloud. Jeannie Clark, the current estate administrator, was represented by local attorney Neil Latt, who recently took on the case. Vicki Dillon, the sister who filed a petition to become co-administrator for the sole purpose of selling herself the 2.5-acre property near Arcata, has been represented throughout by prominent Arcata attorney Chris Hamer. Clark has been asking the court to deny her sister's petition to become a co-administrator to their mother's estate ever since the original request was filed in August of last year as unnecessary and inappropriate. In addition to asking for control of the estate in order to buy the property herself, Dillon is asking the court to waive the standard requirement that she post a bond to become the administrator. In probate court, posting a bond before you're appointed as an estate administrator is standard practice for anyone who doesn't do this professionally. In the petition filed by Hamer, they argued that a bond for Dillon shouldn't be necessary since her sister Jeannie already had to pay for her own bond when she was appointed administrator by the court. The April 11th hearing was the first opportunity for Clark's new attorney to address the court and reiterate the request to simply deny the petition outright. Latt stated that the petition to be a co-administrator simply to sell yourself the estate property was self-dealing and wholly inappropriate. He informed the court that Clark and the other sisters, who are all equal beneficiaries of the estate, do not agree to the proposed sale and the consent of the beneficiaries is required. Two of the sisters, including Regine Clark, who has been homeless since Dillon assumed control of her mobile home, were present and addressed the court briefly. Both Regine and her sister Michelle said they had seen the terms of the agreement to sell Dillon the property and they did not agree. Judge Canning didn't address Latt's comments on self-dealing or the other beneficiaries' refusal to enter into the proposed agreement with Dillon. Instead, Canning said he was inclined to grant Dillon's petition to be made a co-administrator for the sole purpose of selling herself the estate unless Latt and Clark agreed to some kind of mediation. Latt then asked the court about Dillon's request to waive bond and the filed objection to that. After some arguing back and forth, Judge Canning set a trial date of May 21st, where both sides can argue the issues. What was not mentioned during the hearing was that 2 days prior, Attorney Hamer had filed a motion to be relieved as counsel for Dillon. In the motion, Hamer states that, quote, Vicki Rose Dillon has failed to honor her obligations under the written legal services agreement, including the payment of fees, end quote. There is a hearing set on May 6th in front of Judge Canning on this request. And the outcome of that hearing will certainly decide whether or not this case is delayed yet again to allow Dillon time to find a new attorney or not. An attorney can absolutely drop a client for not paying them, but there are some very particular rules about it because of how touchy it can be in the middle of a court case. Not only does it stall the entire court case for however long it takes a new attorney to be found, hired, and then get up to speed, but the rules around this are designed to prevent embarrassing or prejudicial information to be disclosed by an attorney trying to get off the case that would be detrimental to their client. Which is why an attorney disclosing that their client isn't paying the agreed-upon fees as the reason why they're seeking release could very well be considered client confidential information, the disclosure of which harms the client before the court. When asked for comment, Vicki Dillon stated, quote, I am having a very hard time. You know that saying, when you are down, that's when you get kicked, end quote. The original petition filed by Hamer asked the court to appoint Dillon as the co-administrator of the estate without the requirement to post a bond like everyone else. And so far, there have been months of continuations to allow time for Dillon to provide proof that she could finance the purchase of the property. Yet at the same time, Hamer is telling the court that Dillon hasn't lived up to her end of their agreement, so much so that Hamer is asking to be released from representing her. In the meantime, Regine Clark, the sister who owns the mobile home that Dillon now occupies, remains homeless as the hearings continue to be dragged out month after month. Please listen to the earlier segments in this story to find out how Regine became homeless in the first place. While the Clarks are just one family, everyone in Humboldt County will, at some point, have to face the probate court for life events, whether you like it or not. If you don't happen to keep an attorney on retainer, or the estate isn't big enough to interest an attorney, then there is little to no practical help for you when you may need to become the administrator of your parents' estate or take conservatorship of your mom with Alzheimer's or anything else. And what happens in the local court impacts all of us along the way. The Rio Del Times will continue to follow the Clark family and their experiences in the Humboldt County Probate Court. Please check back for another update after that May 6th hearing. We will continue to report on this story as well as the wider issues surrounding elder justice. This has been Sharon Wolf with the Rio Del Times reporting.